Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, providing more than 41,000 jobs in the production of wood pallets, railroad ties, white oak barrels, hardwood floors, and more. Details at choosewood.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. At its meeting this evening, the Madison County Board will vote on and is likely to pass a measure that would put a referendum on the ballot for this November that asks voters whether the county should secede from the state of Illinois. Here to talk about that is STLPR's Metro East reporter, Will Bauer. Will, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Elaine.
So, Will, who's behind this effort?
Yeah, so the name of the group that's really been pushing in the last few recent years, this movement is called the Illinois Separation Referendum, and they have been going around in a lot of downstate counties, getting locals who kind of feel similarly about the trajectory of the statewide politics in Illinois, and they've started organizing and gathering signatures, and in a lot of counties, 26 so far, they have passed these non-binding advisory referendums that are basically symbolic in nature, but they basically say, hey, Chicago, we don't like your political influence, and therefore we would like to explore the idea of secession.
Mm-hmm. So it's making a statement.
Yes.
And how is it that Cook County is perceived? I mean, is it so bad that this secession effort doesn't seem so far out there?
Well, Cook County, from downstate Illinois' perspective, And this is true, runs the state of Illinois and its elected politics. It's heavily Democratic, right, in Chicago and the suburbs. So Republicans are in the super minority in the state legislature. And in recent years, downstate Illinois has really seen what progressive politics looks like, and they aren't happy with that. I think COVID changed a lot of things for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Many of these people would have objected to Governor Pritzker's statewide mask mandate, and they just overall kind of feel spiteful toward the direction of Illinois politics.
Mm-hmm. And what is the political makeup of Madison County?
Madison County was once a blue county, and after 2016 or so, Republicans have really gotten a foothold in county government, and it's kind of not looked back since. So right mm-hmm. now on that county board, there's 19 Republicans and 7 Democrats. So oh, it kind wow. of went from a blue county, largely industrial, right? Lots of industry, blue collar, to very Republican dominated.
Mm-hmm. So from purple to more to red.
Mm-hmm.
So the effort, you did say that it's been underway for some time. I mean, how long are we talking? Does it follow sort of that trajectory of change that you were describing?
Yeah. So this most recent effort would have probably started in the last 6 or 5 years, something along that line. But mm-hmm. there were first grumblings, according to John Jackson, who's a professor down at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale. He knows lots more about Illinois politics and history than I do. And he first heard grumblings of this secession movement or annoyance with Chicago's influence on statewide politics back in the early 70s.
Oh, okay.
So it's been kind of a longstanding thing, but mm-hmm. most recently, in 2019, a resolution was introduced in the Illinois legislature. It did not go anywhere, but it would have made Chicago the 51st state to separate downstate from Chicago.
Okay.
So it's picked up pace in the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Now, Madison County is not alone in this secession effort. I mean, to what extent have other counties in downstate Illinois dabbled in secession?
Yeah, 26 other counties have passed these non-binding advisory referendums that have maybe looked a little different, but essentially the same conclusion, which is we would like to not be a part of Illinois if we could. Now, of course, there's lots of hurdles and it's an uphill battle and probably fairly unlikely to actually secede from mm-hmm, Illinois, but
right.
26 other counties.
So this measure is likely to pass tonight, which means that voters would see a checkbox on the ballot this November to say, yes, Madison County should secede from the state of Illinois. I mean, what happens if a majority of folks check that box, Will?
essentially, there's no true power to this, right? It's just a message. And if you talk to the people in the Illinois separation referendum, they kind of see it as a formal survey or a formal poll that would express their discontent mm-hmm. with Illinois politics. So, yeah, Madison County, if it passed on November 5th of this year, well, if it even gets on the ballot, but if it passes on November 5th, Madison County will still be part of Illinois. Nowhere near actual secession, again, highly unlikely, but mm-hmm. it sends a message.
Right. Now, last fall, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul rejected a similar question from neighboring Jersey County, and he had said that the county did not have the authority to secede from the state of Illinois and join another state. And at that time, the thought was that Jersey County would secede and join Missouri. Talk with us about that, Will.
Yeah, so, and this has actually been suggested by some of the board members in Madison County. Instead of forming the new state, they think it would be more attractive to join Missouri. No, they ended up, they talked about amending this resolution to reflect that, but the original Illinois separation referendum goal was not that, so they decided to leave it as is. But essentially, yeah, Kwame Raoul said the state constitution doesn't have any language that says, here's how we would talk about joining another state or one county joining another state. So that was essentially his take on the situation. But the Illinois separation referendum people would tell you that even though they're not going to explore joining Missouri now, that could be a possibility down the road, but they just feel like we want to send these messages by passing these referendums in counties in downstate Illinois before we get to what the end game would look like.
Right. Now, the secession movement is particularly hopeful about Madison County efforts. Madison County has the cities of Alton and Edwardsville, and I suppose it would be, you know, the most populous county that's part of this effort. Is that right?
Yeah, it absolutely would be. So if you add up all the other 26 counties that have signed these referendums, the total population is less than 500,000. Madison County is about 265,000. So it'd be big for them. They would really, you know, it'd be the eighth biggest county or most populous, I should say, in the mm-hmm. state. And it's a lot of the other counties have been rural, you know, largely tucked away in southeast Illinois, most of them. This would be a true suburban county with, a lot of people living in it.
Yeah. So there are some Democrats on the Madison County Board who are in favor of putting the question of secession before voters. Why do you think that is, Will?
Yeah, so there's just this one Democrat that would have voted it out of committee. There's two Democrats on this committee that would have voted it to the full board. And one said no, another said yeah. And all she said was, I'm in favor of getting this to the voters and letting them decide. I wonder if it's they just want to put it to bed. They think this is so ridiculous. It's not worth exploring, that secession is not a logical way to deal with political disagreements, that they just want to say, okay, we'll let the voters decide on it and we'll hope that they see that this is ridiculous and they'll shoot it down and it won't pass.
Mm-hmm. So we talked at the beginning about gripes with Democrats and Cook County. What are specific complaints in Madison County?
Yeah, so the underrepresentation or, you know, Chicago's influence over the rest of the state is definitely a big part of that. But of course, there's population there that, you know, they really can't control. There's over 9 million people living in Chicago and there's 12 million living in the rest of Illinois. So part of that is just natural population. But Illinois' property taxes is something that I regularly hear. If you would look at them, Illinois would rank second highest in property taxes. So that's a big problem as these types of people would see it. Legislation around the Second Amendment recently, the Illinois new assault weapons ban, pandemic restrictions like we had talked about a little earlier. Those are kind of all some things that you hear when talking to these people that they're like, we just don't like this.
Right. Now, if secession did happen, I mean, Madison County could not make it alone as a state. I mean, wouldn't it be tough if all these downstate counties formed their own state? I mean, what kinds of benefits would Madison County or other counties lose because they'd be separating and because Cook County is part of the state?
Yeah, and so that's kind of a debate between both sides of these both sides of this argument is that the people that are in favor of secession would tell you that, you know, they want to get away from the influence and they feel like they could govern themselves better. But obviously, Chicago is a big economic driver. There's tons of people. There's lots of money generated. So the studies from the political science would tell you that Chicago sends more money to downstate Illinois than vice versa. Mm. And that's something that the separation people, separation referendum people would object to.
Right.
They have disagreements with how those studies are calculated. But anyway, that's kind of the, you know, it would be, Jason Rosenbaum would tell you, St. Louis Public Radio politics reporter,
right.
he's read the study, that if downstate Illinois separated from Chicago, it would be the poorest county or the poorest state in the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens after tonight's county board meeting. Will Bauer is STLPR's Metro East reporter. Will, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Today's episode was produced by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
St. Louis on the Air proudly supports local artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from Missouri Forest Products Association, committed to sustainable and sound conservation of the state's forests, which support more than 41,000 Missouri jobs, resulting in a $10 billion industry. ChooseWood.com.